Hello, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel again. And I'm commenting on the murder of Brian Thompson, an American healthcare executive who was shot dead in New York. Is it 17 days ago? So CEO of United Healthcare gunned down in Manhattan, right outside the Hilton Midtown. Now, a suspect has been arrested in connection with this. Luigi Mangione charged with the murder. Was actually arrested a few days later in Pennsylvania. Now, not going to prejudge the outcome of the trial, of course. He's entitled to the presumption of innocence. But, well, what was the motive? Whenever there's a crime, the police, they ask that one. And now what it appears to be, obviously, could turn out to be wrong, was what Mr. Thompson was doing in healthcare. Now, this is not trying to justify the murder of Mr. Thompson. Murder is always wrong. You agree, you disagree with what his company was doing. Even what his company is doing is wicked. You shouldn't kill the guy. No, that's unacceptable, beyond unacceptable, a crime. But so these are two separate issues. Even had he not been shot, it'd be worth discussing this. And now Mangione, he suffers from spondylolisthesis, I hope I pronounced that correctly. That's pain in his lower back. And it's theorized that Mr. Mangione bore a grudge against United Healthcare and health insurance in general. But that is a rather feeble theory, partly because he was never a customer of United Healthcare. And Mr. Mangione seems to have written some sort of manifesto about this, a little bit like the Unabomber. Anyway, why do some people detest healthcare executives in the United States? Obviously, plenty don't. Some are rather pro them. All right, people need healthcare, and that's got to be paid for somehow. How should it be paid for? And generally speaking, in the United States, it's paid for by healthcare users directly or indirectly by insurance. Of course, there's Medicare, Medicaid. So certain categories of people will get some healthcare, not everything through that. There are indeed charities. Some of which are partly government-funded, so-called healthcare from, Planned Parenthood, but often it's providing something else. And the Veterans Administration. I thought if you were a United States military veteran, you got all your healthcare for everything for free. But no, speaking to someone who advises veterans of the United States military on the benefits they can get, said, no, you would have to demonstrate that your condition arises from your military service. You caught this disease, you sustained whatever injury, and so on. So the United States is almost unique in the developed world in having very little publicly funded healthcare. Now, there was the Obamacare model, but let's call it by its proper name, the Affordable Care and Patient Protection Act. Much harder to argue against that. If you personally dislike Obama, you can then try and say that publicly funded healthcare is somehow an evil thing. But loads of things are publicly funded. I don't see why healthcare shouldn't be. But if you don't like publicly funded healthcare, that's absolutely fine. You don't have to use it, although often you still have to pay in for it. But loads of things are publicly funded, you know, the armed forces, the police, the courts, the prisons, legislatures, roads, and so forth, because Bill Maher, as he says, that otherwise when you drive, you have to take your own road with you. There is such a thing as a public benefit, and someone else's health can impact me. If he or she is driving and whatever, has a heart attack at the wheel, that's a danger to me. If I'm using the road, if I'm walking beside the road, and so on. So a healthy society, a happier society, a more productive society. I don't think any people are obliged to be healthy. I don't think there's exactly a right to health. Does that make any sense? But if you want to eat an unhealthy diet and eschew exercise and so forth, I wouldn't stand in your way. But now there are problems with publicly funded healthcare. The responsible end up paying for the irresponsible. People have more children they can provide for, and obviously pregnancy, childbirth, that's obviously very costly on any healthcare system. People who abuse drugs or whatever, or smoke or drink a lot, on the other hand, they die a lot sooner and they need less routine healthcare. But it's a very American thing, this aversion to public funded healthcare, saying it must automatically be dreadful. Now, Benjamin Shapiro, do I pronounce it? Shapiro, I think Shapiro actually, saying, well, the things are there's affordability, there's universality, and there's quality. You can only have two of these three things. If you have universal health care, to make it affordable, the quality of it has to be very, very low. I don't think that's true. You look at countries like France with very high life expectancy, and it's not exorbitantly expensive. I don't think the quality is very poor and so on. Difficult to come up with a metric for this, but there are academic studies of this in peer-reviewed journals. Anyway, so it's been proven by people who are experts in the field. The public fund of healthcare is better. It leads to better outcomes, to higher cancer survival rates, to longer life expectancy, to a higher quality of life, and so forth. So the government taking over healthcare, that's one of the arguments against it. But healthcare is the most, already has been government taken over, in fact, is the most regulated thing ever. Rules about what medicines are licensed, what procedures are allowed, what you have to do to qualify as a doctor, nurse, dentist, a pharmacist, and so forth. The protocols to be followed, the forms to be filled out. So the idea that the government is not in charge is preposterous, even to the private sector providing it. Now, there's a perverse incentive because their business imperatives and their health imperatives, and when they collide, we know that business imperatives are going to win every single time. So how do you make a profit in a business? You charge as high a price as you can get away with, and then you spend as little as possible providing that good a service as you can get away with, and that's how you make a massive profit. And that's how the shareholders get loads of money. Deny care. If there's any excuse to say no, this is not on your health insurance plan, then you don't have to pay anything for that care. Always contest it, always fight in the courts. Your resources are greater than theirs, so people are not gonna dispute it, because they think, well, you know, we'll just run out of financial resources for this legal case before the health insurance company will, so we're just not even going to start fighting that battle that we'll lose, and so on. All these pre-existing conditions like healthcare, which cover everything except illness, so it becomes virtually useless. Now there is very extensive healthcare which provide a lot if you're extremely rich. So the people who need insulins, they're diabetic, they can't afford it all the time. People take jobs they dislike on poor salaries simply because it's got a good healthcare plan. I realize it varies from state to state a little bit. Mitt Romney, a Republican, when he was governor of Massachusetts, this is like over 20 years ago, he brought in something very similar to that single payer system. Well, they estimate the entire cost of healthcare for the entire state. Everybody has to pay something towards it, which is based on their income. And then it's free at the point of delivery. When you go to a doctor, nurse, dentist, getting medicine, whatever, operations, and that'll be free of charge. And of course, you're not obliged to use that system. If you want to pay to go private, you are entitled to do so. So a bit like schooling, whether you have children, don't have children, whether you homeschool your children, go to an independent school or not, nevertheless, you pay taxation, which goes towards publicly funded education and so forth. You pay for the fire brigade, fire department, as they say in the United States. Supposing there's never a fire in your house, nevertheless, you have to pay towards it. Supposing there is a fire in your house, you put it out yourself, nevertheless, some of your money is going towards the fire brigade. Supposing there is a fire where you live and you don't bother to call the fire brigade or put it out yourself, all right, but the money is still going towards it because this can impact other people. And like coronavirus was an example of this, that someone else's health can impact other people because they're things which are contagious conditions. And even when it's not contagious, it still affects the wider economy. So these things could also be a matter of civil liberty, because our civil liberties are restricted to move here or there because of diseases which are communicable. Right. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. You know, I'm a right winger, a capitalist, but I'm not an absolutist, and I want value for money. And I recognize that public funded healthcare is good value for money. There are problems with it. I'm the first to criticize the National Health Service. In the United Kingdom, the Republic of Ireland, where I come from, we have more of a mixed public-private system. And a large minority, about 47% of people, have private health insurance there. And that's still better than what they got in the United States, seems to me. Thanks for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.